going to preach first in English this morning, especially for our young children who are receiving their first communion, and I'll give a summary in Spanish. We heard this beautiful reading here, you guys, this reading. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit. So Jesus is the vine, and we are the branches. Now we can ask, what does it mean to remain in Jesus? How do we remain in Jesus? Let me ask you, you can go ahead and raise your hand if you have an answer. How do you remain in Jesus? Does anyone know? Does anyone have a guess? Yes. Yes, by listening to him, absolutely. Great answer. Yes. Can you say it a little louder? By appreciating him? Is that what you said? Yes, very good. By appreciating him. Yes. By what? By putting God in front of everything. That's an excellent answer. That's the first commandment, to have no gods before the one true God. So the one true God before everything else. Very good. Yes. One more time. Letting God in you. Is that what you said? Excellent answer. Yes. Wow. You're all so well catechized. Your catechists, your teachers, and your parents have been doing a great job, very clearly. And let's go off of that last answer. By letting God in you, what is a way that we let God in us? How do we let God in us? Yes. One more time. Doing what he says. Yes, doing what he says. When we follow his commandments, when we do what God says, we're letting him in us. We're letting his life to grow and develop in us. What else? I'll give you a hint. What are we doing today? What is a special thing that's happening today? Yes. Go ahead, yeah, man. First communion, yes. So to receive the sacrament of the Eucharist, right? To receive Jesus' body and blood into our bodies. And you know about all the other sacraments. You've all been baptized. If you're here receiving your first communion, you've been baptized. So that's the first way that we let God in us. And then first communion. And what is one that's also related to communion? You've done this recently. What is a sacrament that you have to receive before receiving communion? Yes. Going to confession. Yes, the sacrament of confession, of reconciliation, of mercy. Well, good. You guys are doing great. So this is a special day because you're going to receive your first communion. Now, if you think about receiving food, because in a sense, the Eucharist is food. But think about regular food. When you eat meat and when you eat bread, there are lots of things that happens as a result of that. So that food becomes part of you, right? It goes through our digestive system and it becomes part of us. And it's what maintains life. If we don't eat, we die. It's also what promotes growth. You're all growing up, so the food helps you to grow. When you're tired, if you eat something, it can give you energy. If you're weak, it can give you strength. If you eat something that tastes good, that brings satisfaction, pleasure, consolation, we say. And it helps to develop our minds, too. You guys that are all learning a lot about God, about the world, math and science, you have to be eating well to be able to do these things. So that's true at the physical level. And this is also true at the spiritual level. So the Eucharist isn't necessarily food for the body, per se, physical food. It's just a little bit of bread and a little bit of wine. That's not enough for the body to live on. But it's food for the soul. It's food for the spirit. We need the Eucharist. We need the sacraments to grow. So the same thing with communion, with the Eucharist. All these things that happen to the body, they happen to the soul too. The Eucharist preserves and increases the life of the soul. It absolves venial sins. Ooh, that's a complicated term. What does it mean to absolve venial sin? Does anyone know? You may have learned this in Spanish too. So absolve is basically to forgive. So to receive forgiveness. And venial sin, the small sin. So that's what the Eucharist does. It also prevents mortal sin. If we commit a mortal sin, a big sin, a grave sin, the Eucharist can prevent that from happening. But if we do it, what do we need to do? If we commit a mortal sin, what do we have to do? You've already said this, so this is an easy answer for you. Yes. Yes, to go to confession. When we commit a mortal sin, we die inside. Our soul dies. And so we have to go to confession to come back to life. Now, let me ask you this. You may have talked about this in your classes, maybe not. Is missing Mass on Sundays a mortal sin? Yes, it is. To To miss Mass on Sunday is a mortal sin. So today you guys are going to receive your first communion. And what's going to happen next Sunday, or maybe even on a weekday this week? You're going to receive your second communion. That's also very special. First communion is not the end of the road. It's just the starting of a new phase in your journey. To receive communion again next Sunday, and then the Sunday after that, and then the Sunday after that. Now, you guys are all young. You don't drive yourself, so this is in part to the parents, to make sure that they're bringing you to Mass every Sunday. This is part of your Christian life. This is part of the commitment that you've made, is to come to Mass every Sunday. So you can ask your parents sometime this week, Mom and Dad, what Mass are we going to next weekend? What Mass are we going to? You can ask this every week. Mom and Dad, what Mass are we going to this weekend? Where are we going? When are we going to receive Jesus? In all these ways that you've said, listening to the Word, doing what He says, receiving communion, having our sins absolved. When are we going to do this weekend, Mom and Dad? And I encourage, and I'll say this in Spanish here briefly, but for the parents to take this seriously for yourselves. You've elected, you've encouraged your children to receive First Communion. Praise God for that. But know that this is not a commitment in isolation. This is a commitment of the Christian life, is to go come to Mass every single Sunday. This also restores a deeper union with Christ, perfects grace, fosters up the body of Christ, the church, strengthens the bonds of unity among Catholics, and brings physical and spiritual healing. These are all fruits of communion. So remember, to not just receive it one time, to receive it again and again and again, because it's food. It's food for the soul. Now, just a practical thing. You're all dressed up so well, and I encourage you to dress up nicely every Sunday. Of course, you know, I have to dress up in a white dress, as you are today, so beautifully as a bride. But to dress up well. We talk about Sunday best. That's a term for how to think about coming to Mass. To dress up well. That can be actually in a suit and tie. A lot of families do this. Every Sunday they come in a suit and tie or in a nice dress. But if that's too much for you, for your family, that's okay. But a nice dress. Not like we would dress to go to the store, but like we would dress to go see our King. Because that's what we do at Mass. We come and see our King. So we can do this every Sunday. Now we know to not eat anything at least one hour before communion. So no gum, no chewing gum in church, and no coffee right before Mass, to have 1 hour fast. And there are two ways to receive. There is one which is by just opening up our mouths and receiving on the tongue. And I know you've received this training, but it's a good reminder for all of us. So when you come forward, everyone does a bow, simple head bow. And then we can open up our mouths and receive. Or we can put our hands out, one hand underneath the other, and receive, and then use the hand that's underneath to bring the Eucharist to our mouth. And then we go over to the chalice. We'll do this today. We don't do it every Sunday. But we'll do this today where you'll be able to receive from the chalice. So you just walk up and do a simple bow again. And you receive from the chalice, take a small sip, and give it back to the minister. So a practical way of doing that. Now, last thing, for anyone who's been away, any family members who are coming to support your cousins, your nephews, your nieces, thank you for being here. But if you've been away from Mass, you're not ready to receive communion today. You have to go to confession first. So after Mass, after taking some pictures, I'll be available in the confessional to hear confessions of anybody that wants to go, to return to the Lord, to return to the sacraments. And then after that, you'll be able to go to communion as normal. You can even attend another Mass today and go to communion. But during this Mass, you can just stay in your seat, or you can come up with your arms crossed for a blessing. And so this all comes from this beautiful reality that Jesus is the vine and we are the branches. I am the vine and you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. I am the vine and you are the branches. Solamente un corto resumen en español para las familias que están aquí. Claro que tenemos esta celebración especial de la primera comunión. Y esto viene de las palabras de Dios. Dios es la vid. Ustedes, Jesús dice así, yo soy la vid, ustedes los sarmientos. El que permanece en mí y yo en él, ese da fruto abundante. Porque sin mí nada pueden hacer. Al que no permanece en mí, se le echa fuera como al sarmiento y se seca. Luego lo recogen, lo arrojan al fuego y arden. Esta es la realidad de nuestra vida cristiana, que Jesús es la vid. Nosotros tenemos que permanecernos con Él. Y esto ocurre más, en el principio más importante, en los sacramentos. Claro, el bautismo, y después del bautismo, la confesión con frecuencia y la Eucaristía con frecuencia. La Eucaristía tiene todos estos frutos en la alma. Frutos de preservar y aumentar la vida del alma, de absolver los pecados veniales, de prevenir el pecado mortal, producir consuelo espiritual, aumentar el mérito, restaurar una unión más profunda entre Cristo y la alma, la perfección del cuerpo de Cristo, la edificación de la Iglesia y la sanación física y espiritual. Todos los frutos de recibir el sacramento de la Eucaristía con frecuencia. No solamente en la primera vez, esto es un día especial y estamos aquí para conmemorar eso, pero también todas las veces, la segunda vez, la tercera vez, la cuarta vez, la quinta vez, todas las veces que recibimos la Eucaristía, todo eso ocurre. Entonces, para los padres de los niños especialmente, pero todos, te animo a no solamente ver esto como una ocasión que no ocurre todas las semanas, ver eso como una ocasión que ocurre todo el domingo, para comer Jesús, para recibir Jesús, recibir la gracia de Jesús toda la semana. Y esto es la verdad, es tan importante que la iglesia, la madre iglesia, nuestra madre, dice que eso es una obligación. Tenemos la obligación de venir a la misa todos los domingos. Y cuando no venimos, tal vez si estamos enfermos, ok, eso es una... Es diferente, pero si podemos venir y hacemos la escoja de no venir, esto es un pecado mortal. La alma muere. Entonces, para volver a la comunión con Dios y a comunión con los sacramentos, tenemos que confesar. Entonces, si alguien está aquí apoyando a su familia, sus sobrinos, sus sobrinas, pero no ha venido a la misa, gracias por venir y apoyarlos. Pero hoy no puede, esta mañana, esta misa no puede recibir la comunión. Entonces te animo a quedarse en su banco o si quieres puede venir para recibir una bendición con los brazos cruzados. Y después de la misa, después de las fotos, yo voy a estar en el confesional para confesar, para quien quiere confesar y volver a una relación con Dios y a una relación con la iglesia, en comunión con la iglesia. Y después puede resumir recibiendo la comunión en la próxima misa. Y esto todo viene de las palabras de Dios, las palabras de Jesús. Yo soy la vid, ustedes los sarmientos. El que permanece en mí y yo en él, ese da fruto abundante.